What's up, everybody? This your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. I'm here in Harlem, New York today. It is a cloudy and gloomy day. I want to say the weather is maybe about 40 degrees. The high is probably going to be a 56 today. So it's supposed to be springtime, but I don't know what is going on today, honey. Maybe God's got something else in control. In plan. I guess today's topic is what to wear. You know, I always get people and ask me, girl, your outfits look good. What are you shopping at? What do you do? And people don't understand. You know, I love fashion. I don't even just love fashion. I don't love name brand. I love style. I like style because style comes in all shapes, color, sizes, creeds, ethnics, back. I just love style in general because the darkest or the lightest skin a person can put on something and wear it so well to the point you know it's literally turning heads, you know, because I've been walking on the street in New York. Literally I would turn all the way around and be like, girl, yes ma'am, or I would stop that man and be like, absolutely, that's how you work that. And I'm not afraid to do that. But when it comes to your clothing and it comes to you wanting to put yourself in an area where you just being you, all I can say is do you. You know, there are enough clothes out here for you to, you know, there's enough, not just clothes, but there's enough style out here for you to formulate who you are and your character. Now, when it comes to some clothes, I don't agree with everything, you know, because I'm not into gothic. I'm not into half dress, you know, with everything showing, but, you know, all your assets out there. I'm not into men who wear tight, tight clothing and they all their business out in the street. And you know what area I'm talking about. I'm not into like bonding clothes, if that's even a thing now, because I've seen people, you know, wear the spikes around their neck and, you know, they got all the piercings and things like that. I'm not really into that. I am literally into style and what you wear and how you wear it and what caused this for you to come up with this type of you know, fashion. You know, I do want to say this, you know, when it comes to your clothing, let your clothes pick you. You know, I remember being at this job and we had to wear the clothes. And I had such a hard time picking the clothes because the manager at the time tried to make me wear something I didn't want to wear. And I knew what I wanted to look like. I knew how clothes made me feel. I knew the whole benefit of wanting to be myself. And it was hard because I had to formulate to someone else's opinion. You know, and I didn't feel free. I felt in bondage. You know, I felt like I was enclosed and entrapped. And this can be very hard when you work somewhere that causes you to have a uniform or, you know, you have to do what you got to do in order to make things happen. But also when it comes to this, you know, create your own style. Create something that makes you feel free and makes you feel aware and on top of the world. It makes you feel like you can conquer anything. You know, even though I had a uniform when I worked at Nordstrom, it was a green shirt. And honey, I made that green shirt work. It's magic. I put overalls with it. I put suspenders with it. I put a skirt with it. I put stockings with it. I put boots with it. I put heels with it. I put everything I could imagine with this green shirt and I made it work. I even put on the Corkins glasses. So when people say, well, I don't know what to wear. I know what you shouldn't do. Stop acting like you cannot put stuff together because there are so many engines out here, especially Pinterest. You know, you have Instagram with style. You have Facebook with people with their businesses. You have all kinds, especially YouTube. There's so many hauls on how you can put different outfits together and what you can do to kind of beef up your wardrobe. So don't make the excuse about what it is that you can't do. Just try, you know, because when I look at certain women today, I'm thinking like, now, you could have tried better. Now, you may be going through something, but you could have done better with that. That's just me, you know, because I used to be a stylist. So when I see someone and I meet their personality and I meet their background and I meet how they're looking and what I think they could possibly look good in, That's the whole flow. That is the whole key. You know, so changing someone's perspective when it comes to what to wear is always a great idea. You know, when I'm in the store, especially like TJ Maxx, or I'm in the mall, or I'm in some boutique or something, and someone asks me on my opinion, I give them just that. You know, I don't sit here and say, I don't know. Because someone, if they ask you, they need your opinion. Oh, what do you think this dress, which dress is this, what goes? I'm like, girl, pick that one. You know, because that's you. You know, I don't mind giving them that little perspective for that little bit of time, because you give to receive, you receive to give. You know, because when I need someone's opinion and I'm having a hard time putting on clothes, because that could be very often, then I kind of give them my opinion. But let me tell you another thing when it comes to what to wear in the morning. Now, some people are able to do this. Like, they can lay their clothes out for the next day. That's not me. I have to literally get up, pray, have my time with God, wash my face, brush my teeth, look at my closet and say, what are we doing today? Like, literally, what are we doing? Because before you know it, God has put me together and say, okay, this is how we're going to step. I don't see how people can lay their clothes out for the next day, because I'm not that put together. I kind of like go with the flow. I'm very spontaneous. If I'm feeling it, I'm wearing it. If I'm not feeling it, I'm taking it off, and so forth. And also, when it comes to what to wear, don't let people give you stuff that you're not going to wear. You know, if you don't want it, just say, I don't want it. You know, it's very easy. You know, some people have a hard time saying no. You know, there's a lady that I knew, and I still know her, and she was like, Valencia, you are so picky. You damn right I'm picky. Because don't give me something and you trying to make me put it on and I ain't feeling it. Now, if I like it, I'm going to tell you I like it. That's come with people that know you. You know, don't give me something, you know, possibly you're not going to wear it. But just say, hey, would you like this? That's how you greet people when you want to give them something. Don't just be like, here, take this because I don't want it. You know, you better take it, you know, but that's neither here nor there. So when it comes to what to wear, think about who you are first. Think about who you are, the colors that you like, the style of clothes that you prefer to wear, whether it's long, short, you know, skimpy, unskimpy. You know, don't show too much so soon, you know, because there's perverts out there. You know, but think about the style and the creativity and how you want to flow. That's always important. If you're a head turner, be a head turner. If you just want to be blah and, you know, this is just me, do you, boo. You know, do you. So this is my topic for today, what to wear with your girl Virtuous Diva and company. You guys have an awesome rest of the day. Peace out.